Good morning. Today is September 26th, and you're listening to OK OK, the On Our Knees for Our Kids podcast. God's promise today is that He gives us the sword of the Spirit. Use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy in the time of evil, so that after the battle you will still be standing firm. Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Ephesians 6, verse 13 and verse 17. The soldier goes into battle well protected from attack, but his job is also to do his share of attacking, so he needs a weapon. Roman soldiers carried swords, most likely short swords designed for hand-to-hand combat and probably double-edged, meaning sharp on both sides. A soldier's sword was a deadly weapon. Believers also need an offensive weapon, and God gives it. He tells us to take up the sword of the Spirit, which is His word. When our children know God's word, they are prepared to answer Satan's attacks, as well as other people's doubts and questions. Satan tried to tempt Jesus by misusing God's word, but Jesus replied to Satan by using God's word correctly and defeated him. The Holy Spirit will help our children to understand what they read in the Bible and to apply it correctly in their lives. We must pray that our children will love God's word, that they'll study it and be prepared to use it to send Satan fleeing for cover. Please join me in today's prayer. Lord, you gave us a weapon to use in our battle against evil, and you promised that with it we can stand firm. Thank you for the Bible, Lord. I know it's difficult to read and understand sometimes, but I pray that you'll help me to be a good example in my love for your word. I pray that my child will also learn to love it, to read it, and to study it. Please allow your Holy Spirit to enlighten my child's mind to understand what he reads and how it applies to his daily life. May that sword be drawn and ready when Satan attacks with his twisted truths. Give him the wisdom to use your word correctly. Through the pages of the Bible, may he find understanding, grace, comfort, and guidance. We ask it in your name, Lord. Amen.